property blues. Eat the rims.
Yum, yum, yeah.
You ain't got nothing to lose, so go on, eat the rims.
Yum, yum, yeah.
Oh, the rich has no power, a bank to shame. Spelling out the problem, but we know who's to blame. And I'm tired of him and living life. Best of the game, eat the rims. Yum, yum, yeah, eat the ribs.
Yum, yum,
yum, yum, yeah. This is the part of the song I like a lot, because we get to look at the menu. It sure looks delicious. Makes my mouth just water. It says here that melons are always in season. They got Getty's and meatballs.
Getty's and meatballs.
I said Getty's and meatballs.
This is KCIA 8.9 FM in Irvine. The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the Regents of the University of California, nor the management of KUCI. With us on the on this program are two labor activists in Orange County who are actually questioning the role of Disneyland, role of Disney Corporation in recent cases. And we're going to delve into this issue, and we have an open invitation to people who are mentioned in this program to come on the air also to rebut if they can or they want to. So with us on this program are Cynthia Hano and also John Earl. Cynthia is a former employee at Disneyland who quit over the issue of health and safety at the at a restaurant there. And John Earl is a labor activist who used to host a show here on KUCI also. So welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hi, Cindy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Cindy?
Yes.
We'll get her momentarily.
She's not.
Oh, she's there? Good. So why are you raising this issue of contamination in the restaurant? You know, the Disney people build themselves as the Orange County's happiest place or the world's or the America's happiest place on earth. I guess it's the world's. And yet, recent news articles, especially in the OC Weekly, have indicated that there's actually it is not really happy mouse tails or Minnie Mouse tails here, but maybe rat tails that are going on here in Disneyland. Cynthia, why? What happened to your situation?
Well, the reason I'm trying to bring it to the attention is because because of Disney's name is associated with trust. That is who Disney is, and you know they promise everyone a healthy and safe work environment. Yet more and more and more of us are getting sick, and it's starting to be clusters of illnesses and diseases in my work area. Four of us have a five now have a workman's comp case, and so many people are suffering from the symptoms and the illnesses, and nothing was being done about it. We went to all the authorities through all the proper chains of command to try to get it cleaned up and get cleaning supplies and get rid of this icky mold and the bugs and the maggots and the rats to no avail.
Well, were there dead rats found, or did you actually see rats running around?
There were rats running around all the time. Rats larger than my cat.
Oh, my gosh.
And this, escalated after the all the construction that happened.
It wasn't mice? It wasn't mini mice?
I saw mice. One time I was cleaning out under the shelf, and I thought it was a moldy strawberry, and I picked it up, and it was a dead mouse. That was a little gross.
Oh, boy.
But basically, the problem just kept getting worse and worse, and several years ago when we were open as Stromboli's, we always had monthly bug night and pest control, and they made more of an effort. But the backed up drains is something that's been ongoing for years and years and years, and nothing was done. Even they promised when they would remodel and spent millions of dollars turning Stromboli's restaurant into Goofy's Kitchen, they never addressed the side station issues.
And so, where's Goofy's located now?
In the Disneyland Hotel.
Oh, and how do you know since you left last year?
Yes.
How do you know if it's still going on, these conditions?
Well, I don't really, only what I hear. I don't really know what's going on, but I do still have friends there and family and a lot of, I still know people there. But here's what I do know. I do know that Disney has hired an independent contractor to go in and address the situation, but they've refused to release that information. They've refused me for a year and a half now for the MSDS reports on the chemicals that they were using in our unventilated side stations. And these are just basic, help me get better, help me find out what's wrong. I'm very sick, trying to isolate what it is. And these are right to know things. We have a right to know.
What kind of illness do you have now? How do you feel?
Thank you for asking. I feel I have good days and I have bad days. And I have a list of diagnoses and still some that they're trying to confirm. I was first diagnosed with fibromyalgia. And
what is that?
It's a syndrome that my body is unable to get in its natural stage 3 and 4 sleep, and that's the restorative sleep. And my mind has racing thoughts, so my body, even when I'm sleeping, my brain has awake-like activities. So this causes, of course, chronic fatigue because I'm never really getting my sleep, and chronic pain, just pain throughout the body and headaches and a whole host of things. But beyond that, after slipping and falling so many times in the backed up sewers of our side stations, and so many of us have fallen there, I have injuries to my neck and my back, lower back. And I now have what's called radiculopathy, which is death to the cells in my spine, the nerves.
Oh. So are you on sick leave? Or?
I was on disability for 1 year. I just passed my year a few months ago. So now I have no income, and Disney has not accepted this as a workman's comp claim.
So you were you terminated also? Or?
I was recently terminated, yes. No reason was given. It was in July. I hadn't been off work a year yet. So no reason was given. They terminated me on the 16th of July and didn't even notify me until the 6th of August with my last check.
Was this after you had already filed the workers' comp?
Oh, yeah. Yes, my workman's comp's been in effect for 14 months, I believe.
So how do they respond? I know they told the weekly that that everything was fine at the restaurant.
Well, they're sure working hard to clean up something that's fine, okay, but they have responded basically by not responding. Whenever the issues were brought to their attention when I was working there, the harassment and the rules of intimidation just escalated so much. But basically, I am involved in a workman's comp claim with 4 others, and Disney hasn't accepted that, so I am in the middle of that process. I have an attorney for that. However, I do not, and I want to make this clear at this time, have any other lawsuits or any other attorneys. I simply want Disney to step up to the plate, give everybody the health care, give us the information, like our union in Local 5 in Hawaii. They found toxic mold in a building. The union went in and shut them down, a 452-room complex. They shut them down, got everyone health care. They're making a remedy of the problem, yet this has been able to continue for years and years.
Why can't they continue health care for you?
That's a really good question. I've spent more than I make in a year, or more than I would have made in a year, on my copays with my private insurance. Disney's not picking up any bills. And Disney's self-insured. Their workers' comp is self-insured. But since they've denied my claim, I have no medical care. That's why that's why I have the lawsuit.
So the lawsuit is over the workers' comp denial?
Yes.
But is it also to get your job back or not?
Well, I don't know if I would love to have my job back if they cleaned it up and it wasn't a toxic environment.
Oh.
But I'm not so sure that I'm ever going to be able to hold down that job again. I don't think physically my body, I can't lift a half gallon of milk from the top of the refrigerator. And I was a server. Oh. There's no way I could pour coffee for 80 guests in the morning. I'm hoping, of course, and we're getting closer and closer to finding out what's wrong. And I'm hoping, of course, that that I get better and I can have my life back. But one of the problems, one of the other illnesses I've tested for, which really is what raised the concern, is I've tested positive for the antibodies of Lyme disease.
What does that mean?
Now, we were a little surprised because Lyme disease comes from ticks, and I haven't had any ticks or been exposed to any ticks.
Right.
So in researching more and more and doing more tests, and thank God I have the most wonderful medical team of doctors, they worked with, I called the Orange County Vector Control, and I talked with Dr. Webb there, who told me that it could be possibly rat bite fever, a bacteria called Spirillium. So basically, whatever illness that I have now, it's coming up as Lyme disease, which is which is kind of scary and a reportable disease.
Is it contagious?
Well, it isn't contagious, but it came from working in a rat-infested environment. We're with their dander and their feces and urine, and they're in the ventilation system and blowing it on us, and there's like 60 people sick there.
Was there any evidence that it contaminated the food that was served to the public?
Not to my knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Not to my knowledge. It's just basically where we worked. Plus, and when they were trying to find out, they tested me. They did allergy testing, and I tested positive for allergies. Remember, I've had no allergies ever in my life, and suddenly I've tested positive for 6 different types of mold, including the highly toxic Stachybotrys mold. Now, according to my doctors, I have built an allergy to that from chronic exposure. So some of the other people, employees, got tested too, and theirs came out the same. So consequently, I had my house tested, and it's consistently linked to back to our workplace. I know there's mold there. We've seen mold there. We took pictures of it. We sent them to the health department. We sent them to management, to the union, to OSHA, to labor relations at Disney, and they Band-Aid fixed it. They even came in and cleaned up all under the counters, but unfortunately, the poor guy who was probably a steward or custodial from the kitchen did a whole 8-hour shift on his hands and knees cleaning it up with chemicals in a non-ventilated side station, with no protective mask, gloves, respirator. And these are things people need to come in the white suits and clean up.
You saying you didn't find any mold at home?
We found a little levels of mold in my home. We could not find visible mold, so we treated the house and tested again. However, the one type of mold that showed up in my home was not one of the ones I tested positive to an allergy to.
Oh.
Now we have retested my home, and the numbers look really good, but we've never yet to see the numbers of my work environment.
Can you carry it home with you if you get it?
That's one of our big concerns because so many of us have family members that are ill.
Yeah.
We're thinking, you know, I personally work nights, so I came home in my costume, and, you know, I go to my bedroom and take off my shoes and my, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then you get into bed, and is it on your pillow? Is it in your bedroom?
Yeah.
We don't know. I don't know. I'm not an expert. But there's a lot of people being diagnosed in the last 18 months to 2 years with similar illnesses as me. And also their family members are being diagnosed with fibromyalgia, lupus, chronic fatigue syndrome, chronic infection, strep, you know, something like 8 or 9 people in my work area has become diabetic in the last 2 years.
Wow, that's very high.
So a lot of the girls are anemic. One girl worked there for 3 months, and she had to quit because she became so severely anemic. Doctor's orders were, quit your job, you're too sick. And young girls are severely anemic, and half of them are on medication to sleep and antidepressants and sinus problems. 3 people have had sinus infectious things removed. You know, it's just a host of problems, and somebody needs to look at it. This is America, you know.
It is.
It's our right to have the information. It's our, you know, it's their duty to bring up a health, when the employee brings up a health and safety concern, it would be their duty to act on it.
We're talking with Cynthia Haino.
Yes.
And from formerly with Disneyland Hotel.
Yes.
A worker there. And also in the studio is John Earle, dissident union reformer. And my name is Dan Zhang. This is Subversity. You're listening to here on KCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. You can call 949-824-5824. 949-824-5824. If you want to chat with our guests. Cynthia mentioned the union, and what has the union done? Is this the restaurant and hotel workers union?
Right. I think I should explain how I came in contact with Cindy is that she was familiar with work that I and others had done to reform our union, which is becoming increasingly more undemocratic under the reign of President Ada F. Torres. But she had Ada Torres was a rep for the union about 4 years ago and knew about this problem, excuse me, at that time. And for 4 years, and also back at that time, they had meetings with workers and management and the union over this issue. A lot of people were concerned about the rats and the mold and what have you. And so she tried she asked Ada to file a grievance for her so that she could get information from Disney regarding the tests that they had done on the mold, so that her doctor could have this information and help make his diagnosis, right? But Disney didn't want to hand that over, and President Torres routinely insisted that she didn't know what to file the grievance under, that she didn't know how to do that, and then there were other excuses. And it's really a basic, you know, kind of union representation 101 issue. It's very easy to do it. I wasn't a rep, I was an organizer, but I found out in less than 5 minutes how to do that myself, and she could have done it. Finally, after Cindy came to me out of desperation, and then after Ada found out about that, Ada Torres found out about that, then finally a grievance was filed, but not till after she had apparently misled Cindy into thinking she had filed a grievance, refused to let her see this supposed grievance, and despite being asked repeatedly. So the union under Ada F. Torres has neglected the workers on this issue, and many others as well, but this issue that we're talking about here. And
what happened after with the grievance then?
Well, I don't know. Cindy, have you heard anything about the grievance?
I haven't heard anything from my union since the Orange County Weekly article came out. I don't know what's happened. They were supposed to get more information for me regarding the MSDS reports and the independent contractor that came in to test the air quality, etc. I have heard nothing else from my union whatsoever.
What does MS, you said DS?
Yes, they're material data sheets that show the chemicals of what the products are that we're using.
So it's a chemical analysis of...
Yes. Yeah. And the data, you know, it explains everything, and it's our right to know.
So the union is basically not talking to her. Right.
At this point.
At this point, and I think maybe they're upset that she came to me, but she, nothing was happening until she came to me, and nothing at all.
Did they? What's the reaction of? What do you think will happen now that with your workers' comp case, Cindy? What's the next step now? Are you still trying to get information or what?
We have all filed and done our depositions. We're all waiting now for whatever the next step would be, discovery, settlement. We deny this, we go to trial, something. That would be the next step, I presume.
Do you think they would just settle? I mean, I suppose they don't want it set precedent, so.
Well, of course, if they admitted liability to me, then they would have to admit liability to the thousands of others who work there, probably. I don't really know that. I'm not an attorney, but I would assume that.
What if they offered to settle and seal the record? Would you agree to that?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Because I'm not the only person sick. I may be the sacrificial lamb. I think because I have my own private PPO medical policy, I'm further along in my testing, but there's a lot of people in that restaurant that are sick, and they need their jobs, they need their benefits. They have, one girl has 6 children. She can't do without medical insurance or whatever, but that doesn't mean they aren't sick and that they don't deserve some kind of health follow-up and care and to be taken this seriously. It isn't a matter of just me. There's too many people injured.
Are you finding that the in terms of the union, are you trying to get them to do something too, or no?
Well, absolutely. I'd like to see my union step up and do something. Like I said, the Local 5 in Hawaii closed down the whole entire tower because of the possibility of the health threat to toxic mold, and my union wouldn't even take my samples for analysis.
I think it's absolutely appalling that the president of the union apparently cares more about appeasing Mr. Eisner, the CEO for Disney, than standing up for the rights of the members. Now, there are some conflicts here because some of the workers there make very good money in tips. And so there's a reluctance, quite possibly, to stand up to Disney over that. And there are some people, as I understand it, who feel that this is a serious problem, but they're trying to weigh that against their, you know, $500 in tips a night or something like that. See, so what we've heard from Auditorius through her intermediaries is that she, rather than dealing with this problem, wants to scapegoat the people who brought this issue up to say that, they're threatening the workers' jobs out there. When really, if Disney would just deal with this problem and if the union would do what it's supposed to do and organize the workers so they could deal with this problem, I don't think Disney would shut down that restaurant any longer than it would have to remodel it. There's some real structural problems in there, apparently. And also, I've spoken to a number of people who worked at Disney for a long time, and they say that there's an aging sewage system underneath the entire Disney or large sections of the Disney property. And this is where the rats come in, right? Because it's deteriorating. And I talked to somebody this morning who said you can stand out there in certain places on the ground and you can smell the sewage coming up. So they have this, they've always had a tremendous rat problem there. But in fact, going back 50 years, they've tried to control it with cats at night, feral cats. Letting
For 46 years, Disney has been allowed to control their rat population with cats.
Which in itself is a health problem.
But we don't have cats at the hotel.
Yeah, right. No, not inside the hotel, but they come out at night.
What do they do? The rats just catch. I mean, the cats just catch the rats.
Well, who catches whom? Because the rats are big.
Them.
Rats are as big as some of the cats, so who's catching whom? I don't know. But obviously the cats aren't doing a very good job going after the rats, because they're all in lots of places. They're not just at Goofy's. All right. Goofy's it may be worse, but they're in some of the newer restaurants, too. I was talking to workers in another part of the hotel, and they say they're at the Napa Rose restaurant, which is in the Grand Hotel. And I don't, they didn't say if they were as bad or not, but they said they're afraid to talk about it because now Disney is telling the workers to, what they have this thing called roll call, you know, and they were telling the workers, okay, don't, if the customers ask about this, just deny that there's any problem. It's just a disgruntled employee and so on. And I want to point out, Cindy was not a disgruntled employee. She was one of their star employees. And I think, Cindy, maybe you could explain a little bit more about what your employment entailed there.
Well, first of all, I love Disney, and it breaks my heart to do this. But I was a resort leader and a trainer, and I was involved in I was on the steering committee for the volunteer projects, and I probably spent more time working off the clock at Disney than on the clock. My daughter worked there. It was just a wonderful, I loved every minute of it. I was there for the retirement all the way. I absolutely loved my job. What could be better than playing with kids and the characters? Playing and dancing and having a good time. So I absolutely loved my job.
They call you a cast member?
Yes, we're all cast members, part of the show.
Right.
And it's something that the Disney philosophy is something that I totally 100% believe in. I just think that they aren't taking this seriously. And it's an issue that really needs to be taken seriously. But it isn't only Disney. The building inspectors of Anaheim that have approved time and time again the non-ventilation in the side stations. They actually came in and put drop ceilings in and covered up the exhaust fans and the ventilation system. Now we've gone to the health department, and our health inspector said, well, we can't have ventilation in there. There's another story on top. There's another floor. And I thought that was just absolutely so unacceptable. But since January 1st, 2002, when the California mold disclosure law went into effect, California government has until July 1st in 2003 to establish both mold contamination and mold remediation standards. As of now, there are no standards. The California State Department of Toxic Substance Control will soon include a chapter on toxic mold in its Environmental Work Hazards Handbook, but enforcement of the mold standards it's supposed to be done by our local agencies, so that would be our public health and OSHA. This is just a callous, blatant disrespect for our health.
Cover up.
Exactly. So there's no records of any violations in the history of Disneyland Hotel at OSHA. The health department, the same guy we sent the pictures and the mold samples to, says he's totally unaware of any problem or violation at Goofy's Kitchen. Somebody needs to step up to the plate and take care of these people.
And this problem goes way back many years, too. In the 80s, this place was shut down, actually literally shut down, I believe by OSHA, either OSHA or the health department, on the same day they went there at that time. But they apparently don't have any records of that. So it's kind of...
You can find maybe from news articles, yeah.
Well, I doubt it. Now, the only articles I've seen about it are recently in the Weekly, the two articles that were in the Weekly.
So you're saying the mainstream press hasn't covered the health conditions?
Well, I don't know. Cindy,
of course not.
I don't think so.
Of course not.
But, usually you hear of, accidents. The last time I had a show on this, I had the author of Mouse Tales on, David Koenig.
Mm-hmm.
And he was discussing the issue of... this amusement park accidents and whether or not city government can come in. And until that accident where a Vietnamese person was killed, basically it was, they were running their own show. And so a lot of things were left to them they even cleaned up right afterwards before the outsiders, inspectors came in. And so they didn't want, the customers to see all the blood.
Well, of course not.
And so, it's like a company, that runs the town in a way.
But what to me is as a union reformer, what's, again, this from that angle, what's really outrageous is that the workers, if this union were really democratically run like a union should be, which means more than just having rights on paper. It means people from all political factions in the union participate. These workers wouldn't have to even go to their rep about this issue, although apparently they did, or to their president. They would be able to organize themselves with their shop stewards and take their own delegation to management and say, you know, you do something about this issue or else. You know, but they're so afraid to do something about this. And we need some leadership in the union to go out there and help show them the way on that, to motivate them and get them started on this, and to set an example of standing up to management instead of kissing the mouses behind here. And that's what is happening here. And that's what's really appalling. This is just one example of what is going on throughout the union.
Are there other examples of other places, I mean other Disney properties that where health conditions have been
Absolutely. Excuse me. I thought I could get through this without coughing. In the basement of the Disneyland Hotel where room reservations used to be, they complained of the mold all the time. There's mold on the ceilings. You can smell the mold in the basement. You can see it in the tunnels when you walk in. They've done remodeling. This is an old building, you know.
It opened when it opened, right? Exactly.
Yeah. So you know, there's lots of things that attention could have. They've tried to bring attention to, but the same scenario. The threat is always, well, we'll have to shut the place down, and we can't just come in and do that. It always just excuses. But people in that department were very sick too. Actually, health. There isn't an area of the hotel where people aren't sick, but I know a lot of it has to do with our budget cuts. Our chef and our manager got the Spirit Award, one of the highest awards you could get at Disney, for their financial contribution, yet they cut out pest control and bug nights and cleaning supplies. If you compared the cleaning supplies to what it was several years ago, you would see the huge difference. You know, we need to be provided those things in our side stations, you know, as part of the stock. We shouldn't have, you know, we should know what's in it. It should be safe. But Disney Hotel, their standards are different from the park.
And, you know, even if they are doing something or have recently done things and apparently have to clean up or what have you to whatever extent, that what's important here is the process by which this has all happened. Disney has been immune to a large degree, and they have not been held accountable. They're accountable only to themselves, it seems like, here. So the process is what's important here, too. And
if you saw those pictures, how could you give that restaurant an A rating?
Right, and those pictures you can see on the website. And you can hope you'll let me give you the website address of that before the show is over. But
sure.
You can see, and I talked to other people. I talked to one other person who was a rep there, a shop steward who actually had worked there too. And she said they were literally, sometimes they'd be literally walking around in backed up sewage on the floor in the work area there.
That's why we kept slipping and falling.
And you can see that on the web there. And that's just disgusting and totally unacceptable. And you can see where, I mean, I used to work in restaurants and you know, the mats are on the floor, you take them out and you hose them down and stuff like that. Well, you can see that they haven't done that, you know. And you know, there's, that ultimately, it's up to management to make sure that that's done. But it's also up to the union. And there's a clause in the contract. And the Disney contract, and it says basically the employer and the union jointly recognize the importance of maintaining a safe environment. The employer agrees to comply with all state and federal OSHA requirements. The employer agrees to continue present practices regarding floor slats and mats and to review all new facilities with regard to such present practices. Last April, a business rep who's working with the union now made a statement, a signed statement, which is also on the website. And in it, he said that he talked to workers there. First of all, he talked about the many rats that he had seen while he worked there. Then he asked the workers there at that time, was this still going on? And they said it was even worse. And they talked about a rat that was in the burning, found burning in the pizza oven. And another rat that was stabbed by one of the cooks with a steak fork or something, you know, and then he held up the rat and, you know, I guess as it was still squealing and, you know, to show his conquest there. So this, I mean, if that can happen, that's terrible. Also, there are lots of reports of rats, you know, they use the sticky traps, and then the rats get stuck in the sticky traps, no one removes them, they're sitting there, and you know, a professional person should take care of that.
They chew their legs off.
And they're chewing their legs off and that kind of thing while business hours are going on. And it's not, you can go on other, there are lots of other reports, you can, like, there are a lot of rats, apparently, according to people who were writing on this on other websites, about, who had worked there, about rats at, the restaurant in the Pirates of the Caribbean area there, and a rat that fell down on from the lights above on some lady on her shoulder there. And some of these rats are big, you know, these are big rats, you know.
The problem is that, you know, the fire alarms are even going off, even in downtown Disney at Cattell, I think Cattell, and in the last summer I was there, the fire alarms kept going off all the time, and they kept saying, well, it's because of dust, it's because of dust. This is our heating and air conditioning ventilation system, so rats are up there causing dust, and, you know, we're rebreathing the air. They're in the sewers. You know, they're in the drains. The drains are backing up because there's dead rats in the drains. And we step out from the side station with our feet wet and slip and fall. We have probably, that I know of, a dozen slip and fall complaints from backed up sewer.
How many people work there actually at the Goofy's kitchen?
Oh, I don't know. I used to know.
I think it's around, if it's, everything's going well, I think around 80 or so, right? And that, something like that.
I think so, but I'm not really sure. I used to be up on that. But.
So are they all, did they all get unionized, everybody? Or
what? They're all,
yes,
part of the union.
We're union. We don't have, yeah, it wasn't an option. We're union.
Oh, I see. So they, how about, are they trying to, so you said the current management is trying to basically appease the membership?
No, the current union president, manager, you say manager, we're talking about Disney, all right? The union president is,
union bureaucrats?
In effect, she's appeasing Disney, but who she's, I don't, I mean, I can't read her mind, so I don't know what her real fears are here, but she apparently just can't do anything about this in her mind. She just,
when's the election coming up? It's next year.
It would be a little less than 2 years, because it would be 2 years as of last June, so 2 years from now, from last June. So,
is this part of a labor reform movement that's bigger than, you know, locally? Or?
Well, I'm part of a labor reform movement that includes people from all over the state and some places around the country, but within the union, there's a reform group that is made up of people from different factions, even factions that were running against one another in the last election, because they're so appalled by what this president is doing to dismantle democratic rights. This is just a symptom of all the other things that are happening there that disempower members.
How many people in the bargaining unit, at least, for this local, 681, right, at the hotel employees, restaurant employees?
Bargaining unit at the hotel? At the Disney Hotel or the whole union?
Oh, the whole union.
Well,
the whole local, yeah.
It's hard to say exactly. There's somewhere between 5,000 and 7,000. It depends on what you count as a member. You know, if you're talking about full-time workers versus casual part-time and that kind of thing, you know. So somewhere between 5,000 and probably close to 7,000 now, maybe not quite that much.
Of Disneyland's share, or Disney employees' share?
Disney, with the addition of the Grand Hotel that just came a year or so ago, and the new Disney park, that's approximately 1,800, if the, you know, they're getting work and everything. And I don't know.
Do you mean 18,000?
No, 1,800 new workers that came in. And then at the park, I don't know. The original park, I don't know how many, probably around 1,800, 2,000, something like that.
So, so it's 3,000 or 4,000, yeah.
It's probably the bulk of the members.
So the Grand Hotel is part of this California Adventure thing, or no?
Grand, no. Well, it's part of Disney properties.
Ah.
But they have their own contracts. But they're similar. They're very similar. Some are inferior than the others, but they're more or less similar.
Do you know anything about this new head of the parks now? They just hired somebody. I saw.
I don't know. Maybe Cindy does because she was.
No, I do not.
Apparently, he's from some other sales, Euro sales or somewhere. I don't know.
I don't know. I saw the headline, but I didn't get a chance to read it.
So is your other goal to get? I mean, why do you think the mainstream media doesn't seem to care about working conditions there?
Well, Orange County Weekly probably doesn't have a handful of passes and invitations to the media events. And besides that, who would want to think this horrible thing about Disney? I wouldn't even have thought that or accepted that. And that's why I feel so disillusioned. I'm fighting for my life here, and they're fighting to protect their reputation and cover it up. I didn't want to go public. I even made a deliberate point of waiting till after Labor Day in the week of 9/11, when there was already slow business, so it wouldn't affect anyone's hours or whatever. But I'm just, I'm sick. I'm fighting for my life. Others are too. And we need to know something, what's going on. Pay attention. This is serious.
Do you find yourself getting obsessive about this? Or do people accuse you of that?
A lot of people have accused me of that, but, you know, when the doctor says you have a disease such as Lyme disease, but we can't treat it, 16% of the people are fatal, we can't treat it because of your severe allergies to the mold, I get angry. You have ups and downs, but basically I feel like if I walked away and said nothing, I wouldn't show, this is a matter of integrity. I don't know how anyone can know what I know about this horrible illness. I wouldn't want to wish it on anyone. But how could someone walk away while so many others are still exposed?
Have you read the Mouse Tales books?
I think I've read them years ago.
Yeah. Does he talk about any of this? I can't remember.
I don't recall. I don't really recall.
Yeah. I think he came out with a new edition a few years, recently actually, not too long ago. And so you might check that out, see if there's anything in there.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah.
I think the rats are legendary at Disneyland, because I've talked to people who have friends who've worked there, like going way, way, way back, and they would marvel at the huge rats that would come out at night, you know, when everybody's gone, and claim their rightful domain along with Mickey or something. So.
You know, most hotels here in this new millennium use things like sonar, I think it's called, to control the rats and keep them out. And they go through a lot of different types of things besides the unacceptable sticky traps while the people are working.
Yeah.
But, you know, I realize that it's a problem. I think it's a huge problem in Garden Grove with all the construction.
Yeah.
You know, we dug up 55 acres of parking lot. We tore down old sick buildings. We put in a new freeway ramp and tore down all around the berm. There's of course that's a lot of things that have to happen, but you can't just turn a blind eye on it and not pay attention to us when we're telling you it's out of control. The mold issue, you know, there was a box on the wall in one of the side stations where servers would put their trays, their drink trays.
Yeah.
And it was smelling so bad. And it was all dark. You couldn't really see inside. And as we were taking the trays out to put fresh drinks on it, we're going, this is gross. And I remember taking it to my manager and saying, you know, look, maybe we could drill holes in the bottom of it so it could drain. And she said, oh, no, we can't do that. Then we'd have another health problem. And I said, well, maybe we could put holes in the side of it to ventilate it so this wood won't mold. And she said, oh, no, I don't think we could do that. Well, months and months went by, and it smelled so bad in the side stations that they would come spray deodorants or pour bleach down the drain trying to get rid of the odors. And finally, after months went by, I shined a flashlight in that box, and it was just a box full of icky black mold. So I started prying it off the wall, then they took it off because, of course, the nails were showing and it was a safety hazard. And they took that moldy box and they put it in the back storeroom and left it there for 3 months.
Wow. Recycled it, huh?
Yes.
How about asbestos? Was that not a problem at all?
I don't really know.
When you were there, no?
I don't really know anything about that.
You can see in these pictures. And here, for example, there's some mold under the Coke machine where the tubes go down and they're feeding to the Coke machine. There's this big white blob here. I thought that was some caulking stuff or something, you know, but it's just big puffy, really sick looking mold here. And I can't imagine how that could be allowed to.
This was at that restaurant.
This is at the restaurant.
They didn't even address the issues of the wounds in the soda machine.
What do you mean, a soda machine? What did you say?
They never even would address the issue of the worms and the smells in the soda machines until we created such a ruckus at OSHA and the health department. But it's gross.
There were worms inside?
Yes, always. And dripping mold into the ice bin that we're serving our guests with. It was unacceptable. Another thing that I think is helping to create the flies and the maggots and vermin in the side stations is now they take the plates into the side stations, the servers or the bussers. They take the plates into the side station. They take the silverware off of the people's plates, put it in a separate bucket, and then we can't wash our hands in there because even though we have a sink, we don't have soap or paper towels because technically it's a food prep area. So then our next step is to get the drinks for our next guest without being able to wash our hands. And we're serving people all over the world.
Yeah.
So, but the dish people whose job it should be to do it are wearing gloves. A server should never have to take utensils off someone else's plate and then serve a new guest without the opportunity to wash your hands, okay?
Can you take time off to wash your hands now?
They timed my trips to the bathroom, okay?
How much time?
We can go wash our hands, but we can go in the back and wash our hands. We do have a sink for it that has soap and paper towels. The point is that we shouldn't be separating the silverware in the side station without being able to wash our hands there. We don't have time to run back and forth every time we take a plate from someone's table.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, yeah.
I think people can, before we run out of time, I just wanted to say if they want to find out more about this, they ought to go to ocweekly.com and just write in there in the search Goofies or Disney Rats or something like that, and the two articles will come up. Each one of those articles has a link to our Union Reform website, which has the photographs of that. And as the photographs are there, and lots of background information on it, and a lot of other stuff about the union as well. Or they can just go to google.com, the search engine, and just type in Disney Rat Infestation or Union Corruption, H-E-R-E, for the hotel employees, restaurant employees union. And our website will come up on the first page usually on that.
You can also go.
It's called Here and Now.
You can also go on the Subversity webpage, which is go.fast.to/SV. Go.fast, F-A-S-T, .to, and then /SV for Subversity. And you can click on this week on Subversity, and then click on the press release for today. And there's links to a bunch of these articles, including the OC Weekly's articles by Nick Scow, who's been covering the labor movement in Orange County. Another area that Disney is embroiled in controversy is the issue of sweatshops that are producing Disney paraphernalia. And in a play that I just went to on the weekend, on last Friday, I went to a play called Truth and Beauty at the Rude Gorilla Theater Company in Santa Ana and downtown Santa Ana. And they had actually a depiction of a Salvadoran worker complaining about working conditions at her plant making some Disney shirt, and she was paid pittance compared to the price, of course, of the clothing here in the U.S. And there will be a talk on October 7th, on Monday, in Pasadena, anti-sweatshop talk by some people who are connected with Bangladesh firm that where they make Winnie the Pooh garments, and
which is a Disney product,
right? And they are on a national tour, and this is made at the Shah Makdum factory in Dhaka, Bangladesh, and they're asking that the Disney Corporation do the right thing. And this is going to be at a church in Pasadena, at 132 North Euclid Street Avenue in Pasadena. It's at 7:30 on October 7th, which is a Monday, at the All Saints Church, and there'll be a forum where you can hear some of the people that actually work, the young women that work at a Disney company contracted place, subcontracted place in Dhaka, Bangladesh.
You know, Dan, in those places, those Disney sweatshops, or I guess they're the places Disney's contracted out to, but Disney still has a responsibility. They don't even have unions, and of course they have deplorable working conditions. And around the world, and even in this country, many people have died for the right to belong to a union. And that's what makes it even more deplorable that the union in this case, and we have a union that is potentially very strong, up to 7,000 members, and we shouldn't be, there's no reason for us to kowtow to Disney, for the president of our union or any of our members to have to do that, to be the least bit afraid of standing up to Disney. It just takes some leadership, and it takes also members taking responsibility too to get more involved. But it's really, that's what's really appalling to me. And here we are, we've got this potentially very powerful union here, and it's not even being used to stand up for some basic health rights of workers. And these are the kind of rights that people are shot for every day, and for example in like Colombia and other places, and we're taking a lot for granted and wasting away our the rights that the people before us have won through great sacrifice.
You know, John, I'm the daughter of a 33-year retired Marine Corps officer.
Wow.
And my husband served, you know, in the Vietnam War. And this is, you're so right. This is absolutely basic, simple. We're the United States of America, and these are our rights. And even Disney, the highest respected company probably in the world, needs to follow the same laws and be held to the same standards as everyone else.
You're right about this whole, you know, respect for Minnie Mouse or whatever, because I just came back from Hong Kong, and I saw actually a video that included this clip when Disney decided to build Disneyland in Hong Kong over Shanghai. They had this little people dressed, I mean, these people dressed up as little mice in Minnie Mouse outfits running around at the press conference announcing this a couple of years ago. And so I'm sure the papers there would be interested to know that, you know, everything isn't happy on this happiest place on the earth, and that there are actually rats running around as
no,
well.
There are a lot of good things that we need to look at. I learned an awful lot from Disney, and I had the time of my life. Now I just want my life back. Just want to get well and make sure that no one else has to go through this.
Do you feel that you can, how can you survive with without medical care, medical payments, I mean?
Fortunately, my husband makes a good living, and his company provides insurance, and I've been able to go on with my care. However, just the co-payments and the part that they don't cover and the medications or whatever that they don't cover is a big burden. But I'm hoping that maybe some benefits will kick in, but even if it doesn't, I'm going to fight this with all I've got.
We're coming up to the end of our time. What kind of advice do you have, John, to people that are facing similar working conditions?
Well, I think that all organize, don't agonize. Get out there and show up at your union meeting, and make sure that your union officials know that it is your union, and you're going to take control. And if you don't have a union, you have the right to organize. Just, I'm sorry to put it this way, but just get up off your rear and do something about it. Get involved, and you'll be a lot stronger for it.
How about Cynthia? What do you suggest for others in the same predicament?
I just want, would think that they should stand up for themselves and fight for their rights. And take, you know, you have to be in charge of your own destiny. You have to take your, you know, you're in charge of your own health care or your own, you know, just stand up for your rights.
As we come to a close of this hour, there's increased concern about the war with Iraq. There'll be a peace demonstration every Friday at 5 o'clock, I think, 5 or 6, 6 o'clock maybe, at Bristow and the South Coast Plaza there. Bristow and Anton, I think the street is. And that's at 6 o'clock, I believe, every Friday, if you want to show your support for that effort. And in other news, the University of California at San Diego has ordered activist group to remove its link to the site of a Colombian rebel organization, contending that the link violates the USA Patriot Act. So that, so that's another university bureaucrat, head of the student services there at UC San Diego, trying to crack down on the Cafe Shea Collective, which has a website that has a link to the FARC, the revolutionary group in Colombia. And so that's a university bureaucrat acting before even lawyers or the government acts, arguing that you have to remove this website because the group is labeled a terrorist group under the State Department rules and regs, and is considered helping the enemy, I suppose, under the Patriot Act.
So I'm waiting for them to do that with our website, but
no giving money or support to enemies of this United States. So on that note, let's close this program. Thank you for participating, Cynthia.
Thank you so much, Dan, for having me.
Hannah, and John Earl. This is Daniel Tsang with Subversity here on KCI 88.9 FM in Irvine.
Preacher and the slave. Long-haired preachers come out every night. Try to tell you what's wrong and what's right. But when asked about something to eat, they will answer in voices so sweet. Hey, you will eat by and by in that glorious land above the sky.